Thanks for tuning in to the Charles Novell School of Music podcast, The Best Day Yet. Here you'll find tips, insight, and information to help your music and your ministry succeed. Whether you're a singer, a musician, or a songwriter, we want to help you where you are, but we also want to help you get to where you want to go. We believe that our talents are God's gift to us, but what we do with those are our gift back to God. Yesterday's information is important, but what we can learn today will make this the best day yet. Hey, Rob Novell with the Charles Novell School of Music. I wanted to remind you about CNS 24 that will be taking place July 14th through the 20th at Murray State University in Murray, Kentucky. This is your chance to study with the best in gospel music. For more information, visit our website, www.cnsmusic.com. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the CNS podcast, The Best Day Yet. Excited about a lot of things. You heard in the opener there, we are gearing up for CNS 24. Really excited about that. Lots of cool things happening with our students right now. We have multiple students that I've just found out that have been invited to participate at NQC 24 at the Artist Showcase. That's super exciting. CNS will be there again, emceeing, and we'll be giving out some scholarships there. So lots of cool things. We'll probably talk about that more in the upcoming future. But we have a staff member with us today, and we met this young man last year, and I like to say, you meet people, you have friends, and then you have kingdom connections. And I believe God brought this young man into our lives and potentially us into his life. I don't know. He can answer for that. But
it depends on the day.
Oh, it depends on the day. So I'm talking about Devin Ramone. Devin, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is, I think, my time number three on the podcast, I think.
It is. I've had you on here several times. You are correct with that.
I'm just a co-host at this point.
You know what? You are. You are. We need to change it as to such. Rob Novell and the Ramones.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like you got to have the one that's good at like emceeing and speaking, which is you, and then you got to have the good looking one that's just there for like, you know, just to be there. So that's my role in it.
Luckily, everybody, this is audio only because I'm looking at this specimen of beauty right now. And actually, I greeted him. He looks very Michigan-ish today. He's in a hoodie and a beanie on his head. And
it's actually pretty nice here. It's 68 right now. It's almost 70 degrees. So I don't know why I'm wearing this. It's just like a.
Why are you? I don't
know. It's like a habit. A habit. I woke up.
No, that's not a habit. Habits are black and white. And but are you getting ready to rob a bank or something or a convenience store?
That was yesterday.
So you haven't changed clothes is what it is.
Right. Right.
You're wearing the same outfit. Hey, so here's what I want to do. You have been posting a lot of great things recently. I stalk you on Facebook.
I'm honored.
Yeah, in social media. And so I've been seeing your posts recently, and I just want to take this opportunity. Social media is very, very important. That's probably why you've been a guest three times on our podcast. Vitally important, I think, daily becoming more important. And you have been sharing some things as of late. Why don't you just kind of elaborate on that? What are some of the most recent things that you've been sharing with people?
On my personal social media, I share a lot of just tips and you know, best practices for social media. So those that are following me, if they're singers or musicians trying to grow on social media, they can just get free tidbits from me, you know, as they pop in my head or as I'm scrolling. And I notice a post that I would change to do better. I have a thought to put that on Facebook so that other people can read that and know how to do it better. Sometimes I'll do a video, but not often. But yeah, I share a lot of free tips and tricks on how to do better on social media, how to make your social media look better, how to ask promoters to, like, if they send you a graphic that they want you to post and it doesn't look great, I give tips on how to communicate that to them. And hey, we'll definitely post a flyer for you, but we might redesign it that way it, it kind of fits our branding, stuff like that. But just I feel like my mission is to change gospel music for the better and teach its artists how to grow and how to reach more people and for God. And social media is a huge way to do that. So if I can help out in doing that, that's what I do.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question because you didn't answer it.
Oh, okay. So specific, you want me to get specific?
I am so messing with you. Devin, you're too easy. You're too easy. However, you didn't answer my question. The question was, but don't answer it because we're going a different direction now. The question was, what's some of the content you've recently been posting as far as tips and suggestions? Not what do you do? We've established what you do. You are the
Well, I
social
did
me hang
kind
on. You are
of.
the social media whisperer. You're the guru, and you did. I'm just picking on you. So I want to specifically, let's talk about something you just mentioned. That graphic that is promoting the event. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well,
Now, oh,
this is
absolutely.
the hot topic.
Absolutely. I think we've got to, artists have to stay in control of things without being over controlling. So
Yes.
I 100% agree. Most of the flyers that I see on social media are horrible quality.
Yes,
And
agreed.
we are guilty by association. So if we are tagged to a bad concert flyer, that represents our
Yes.
ministry, that represents what we're doing, and it basically signs off and says we're okay with that.
Yes, and it there's a level of respect gained or earned from the quality or lack of quality that you're posting, and that you're allowing, to be associated with. And so if you're posting poor quality graphics all the time and somebody is seeing that for the first time, they may not follow you. They may just disregard you and think, they probably don't know what they're doing. They probably don't sound good. And that may be judgmental to think, but that's the truth. That's what people think is they haven't even heard you yet, but they saw your name and picture attached to that awful looking flyer and they just scrolled right past it and they're like, well, don't care about, what's their toes anymore because that
Right.
was bad.
We've said it this way many a times. People see us before they hear us.
Yes.
Now, we refer to that when they walk in the lobby of the church and see your product table. But before they can walk in the door of the church and see your product table, they very potentially are scrolling by your Facebook page and seeing some of these advertisements. So, what are those tips you give to an artist as far as offering to redo a concert flyer?
Yeah. So there's several that I could talk about, but if you have a social media manager, for example, my clients, I tell them right out the gate, we're not posting any flyers unless it's pre-approved by me, not so that I can be in complete control of everything, but that way I can make sure it's on brand with what we're trying to do for the artist. And because, those flyers don't always look good, so we want to make sure it does. So my tips for artists is if a promoter or a church wants you to post something, obviously they'll send it to you, and you don't have to fire back with, that's a gross looking poster, I'm not going to post that. You can say, hey, we're going to forward this to, our graphic designer, and we're going to post about your event, but we're going to come up with our own graphic that's on brand for us, so that way we can make sure that it's beneficial for us and for your event, so we can draw as many people in. And if you're not a graphic designer, You can find graphic designers at a good price on websites like Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and you can find good quality graphic designers on there where you can hire them to redesign a poster for you. But my main tips are, it's okay to tell a promoter, no, we're not going to post that, but we will post something that we know for sure is beneficial for both you and me, and it's okay to have that poster redesigned. That's okay to do.
That's good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. So, next question. What just let's just keep this recent. What are some of the social media posting no-nos that you have recently seen?
Yes. Cruises right now are a big thing that artists are promoting. It's annual thing. Sometimes they go on more than, they go on multiple cruises a year. And it's super important for artists to make sure that they get as many of their fans and followers to sign up to go on that cruise under that artist, because you want to have the most people there. You want to sell out that cruise for you. But artists are constantly like, I saw an artist in 24 hours. I think they posted six or maybe eight. I think it was eight. Eight flyers for that, for one cruise in 24 hours, begging people to sign up for that cruise. And then that same artist was posting, buy from me, buy our merch, buy our merch, buy our merch. And again, in another 24 hours, they had posted, I think, 12 posts trying to get people to buy their CDs. That is so harmful for your following. You cannot beg your followers to do things for you or even politely ask them to do things for you if you're not giving them anything for them that they like. If all you're doing is asking, asking, asking for them to do things for you, you're going to lose them and it's not going to be good for you. You have to be giving content to them that they like. The majority of your posting should be content that is for your followers that they enjoy and like. And then the other couple posts can be things with calls to action on them, which would be buy this, download this, sign up for this, do something for me. If you're asking them to do too much when you're not doing enough for them, you've lost a good following right there. So that's the major one that I've been seeing is artists just flooding their timelines with things like buy from me, download this, sign up for this, but they're not doing anything to keep their followers happy. They're just taking and never giving.
That's good. That's good. So one area that I think people, this is something I've seen recently. I think people compartmentalize social media too much. I think they look at their posting totally separate from their commenting.
Yes.
Am I correct? Your commenting represents your posting, and should your posting represent your commenting? Or am I the only one? Am I out in left field? Are you allowed to be one person when you're asking or begging for something, and then another one when you're just throwing your opinion out there?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess are you asking like if you make a post, like commenting as in like when some like replying back to somebody, or what do you mean commenting?
No,
Because I just want to make sure I get it right.
I'm referring to posting as far as pushing or advertising your ministry. Okay, be it a concert, be it a new project coming out, be it hey, we're on streaming platforms, go download this, support us. That versus getting on someone else's post and making comments that are okay. I basically this. You're being nice over here when you're asking, but maybe when you scroll to someone else's wall and you comment on a topic, you look like a different person.
That's super important because there's a thing called a digital footprint, and it's exactly what you just described, where you can track what somebody's doing, track what they're doing as in they're here and then they're over here and you can see the difference between them. If you're if you're all happy and the stereotypical the sun is always shining is always a silver lining kind of person in your post, but then you're going to somebody else's post and you're hating on them or you're not as nice, that's going to be clear, and that's gonna people are going to notice that. You have to be consistent. If you're a Debbie Downer, well, then be a Debbie Downer. But if you're a happy person, be a happy person. Don't pretend to be a happy person. Don't pretend to be uplifting and encouraging if you're not.
Yeah, it, one of the things I recently saw was an artist pushing a new product, pushing the artwork of a new product. And then, I don't know, within a week, I saw the same artist make a comment on a totally separate post that was talking on a recording in our Southern gospel genre of music that is literally a historic top five of all time album release. And they led in with critiquing the artwork of this particular project. And that concerns me as a viewer from the standpoint of they followed up with complimenting that project, but the lead in was, a little, to me, aggressive. So I don't know. I know
There,
I'm very careful personally to not that I'm putting on a front, because social media is social media. It's kind of I look at it, it's kind of online journaling or
yeah.
online journaling or what was those things?
Yeah,
Diary.
yeah. Yep.
And I don't know that people really realize that, hey, this is visible
Yeah.
forever. So I
Yeah.
just I think I've seen artists, I have seen artists digitally, socially, worldwide web wise attack pastors, promoters, and then within a day or two they're hey, I've got a date to fill, can somebody help me out?
Yes. Social part and part of what I do as a social media manager, which kind of falls into my realm of responsibility, but also is like not mine, but PR, public reputation management kind of stuff. I have not I've had artists come to me that wanted to work with me, but I wouldn't work with them because I know that on their personal social media, they are always like disrespectfully political, or they're always like they're it's just not good. It's always negative. And I don't want to be associated with that. But my clients, I'm always making sure that the things we're posting, yeah, we can post their opinions on their page if we want, but we have to make sure that it's respectful. We have to make sure how they're engaging with other people is respectful because like I said, the digital footprint, it's there forever. You make one wrong comment, you're in trouble, and I don't want that for any of my clients. So that's part of what I do and what I teach is like, hey, what we post needs to be good quality in every respect of the word or words good quality. It has to look good, it has to sound good, it has to be respectful. We're Christians, we can't you got to pick and choose your battles too. Like that graphic that you were, or the artwork you were talking about, if they were asking for an opinion on that artwork and you're like, I don't know if that's for that's one thing. But if they're like, look it, we found this in the vault from the archives. We just wanted to post it and share it because this, we're so excited about this. It's this old. And somebody comments and is like, oh, I don't like that artwork. They should have. It's 100 years old now. You can't go back and fix it. So why are you spouting your opinion?
There you go. There you go. Okay. So, I think you just I think you absolutely just hit the nail on the head. We had a former United States of America president that was very opinionated and happened to like social media.
Yeah.
And it happened to at times get him into trouble.
Yes.
Then we had another former United States president that I recently saw in a documentary. This president was pre-social media days.
Okay.
Social media didn't exist. There were two guys on his staff. Their job, one of them was on one side of the door, the other one was on the other side of the door. Their job was to tell, it's that president calling me right now. The one guy's job was to tell the president what he could say and couldn't say before he walked through that door. The other guy's job was to remind him what he could say and couldn't say after he walked through that door.
Yeah.
So you are educating, but yet protecting your artist by
Yes.
being their social media manager. Now,
Yes. And
go ahead. Go ahead.
In so I've been discerning some things about gospel music that are very good recently, and I have such a passion for gospel music. I love it. It is basically all I listen to. 98% of the time, I'm listening to gospel music. I love it. I love its artists.
We need to fix that, Devin. But go ahead.
But it's very hard to teach gospel music artists. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do this, because that's not a common practice in the industry. Whereas if you were to go to other music industries, they have people just like you described that are telling them, no, you cannot say that, or you shouldn't say that, or I'm not going to allow you to say that because of this, this, and this. And that's how it is. And those are the most successful people, because they have people who know more than them telling them and speaking into them, don't do that because of this, this, and this, or do that because of this, this, and this. But in gospel music, that's not a common practice. So it's kind of like reworking their mind, or rewiring their mind of like, okay, I have to step back and let this guy, you know, speak that wisdom into me and let this happen. It's a struggle sometimes.
Devin, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
I've been in this school my entire life. The effectiveness of a teacher is directly proportionate to the openness of the student.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try selling this school to people that you know this school can assist them and help them,
but they know everything,
but they're not open to learning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I tell people, first off, real quick, and we're not gonna be much longer. Tell people how they can contact you. You're here, you're willing, you just shared your heart and passion for this music. I know you. I've watched you. I am watching you. I admitted that I'm stalking you. Your heart is to help people win. So how can people reach you?
Facebook mainly, for this audience that we're talking to anyway. I mean, I'm on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. But Facebook, you can follow me on there. You can see my posts. You can comment on them, all that fun stuff. Now disclaimer, you know, if people listen to this, I may get messages of people saying, hey, we want to hire you, we want to work with you. So disclaimer, if you do that, the answer most likely will be that we can't do that right now because my client roster is packed. It is full. So that's why I'm telling people you can see my stuff on Facebook. But for the most part, it's very rare if I'm taking on a new client right now. I have, I think, six or seven clients right now, and I have two or three that I'm working on getting onboarded. So I'm pretty maxed, but Facebook for sure.
If it's not through, well, yeah, absolutely. Follow him for the free tips and tricks that he's given out on social media. Again, it's Devin Ramon.
Yep.
However, even if, let me ask you this, if you don't have time to take on a new artist, do you offer consultation service?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Consultation.
Okay.
And that gives them the opportunity to sit down with me for, you know, a maximum of an hour and a half. They can ask all the questions. Like, they can come prepared with a notebook full of questions if they want. They can ask them, I'll answer them, and I'll give them the resources that I know they can use to make things happen. I'll give them my tips and tricks, best practices, things like that. Whatever we can cover in that hour and a half.
So just last question, and we'll wrap up. How important is social media in 2024?
In my opinion, and I might catch some fire for this, it's more important than radio maybe or magazines because only because they're okay, take Master's Voice or Allison Spear, both clients that I manage. Master's Voice got 1.8 million views on one video in 2 days. How many times does your song have to be played on radio to reach 1.8 million people? It's going to take more than 2 days for you to reach 1.8 million people on radio.
Well, that depends how loud your car stereo is.
Well, that's true. That's true. That is very true. But it is so important. And it's not only about the views and the following, but I have a client that they have several thousand followers on Facebook. And when I started working with them, I got their social media to a point where we kind of reset it all, and we got their fans and followers engaged and people supporting them because we were giving more content to them than we were asking for. And then around Christmas time, we posted a video promoting a product for this client. And within a couple hours, 1,400 people saw it. It's got more views than that, but 1,400 people saw it. And just from those 1,400 people, this artists ended up selling about $500 worth of product. Now they sold way more than that, but social media is also important for selling things and getting people to your concerts and converting elsewhere. It's not just about the views, but those views convert if you have somebody like me who is knowledgeable on how to do that.
That's good. That's good. Devin, thank you. Thank you for
You're
these
welcome.
for these little nuggets today. You all, I promise, if you'll take some of these tips and tricks and apply it. It's one thing to listen to these, it's another thing to apply it. If you'll apply it, I promise you will see that this will help make this your best day yet. You all be blessed. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Charles Novell School of Music podcast, The Best Day Yet. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the name The Charles Novell School of Music. And for more information on CNS and our upcoming events, like our online school, our weekend regional sessions, our creative coaching, and our pastor's retreat, you can visit us at our website at www.cnsmusic.com. As you've listened to this episode, we hope that you've gained some information that you can apply to your music and to your ministry to make today the best day yet.